Nei, jeg snakker norsk. Hello, there it goes. Jeg snakker norsk. That's Norwegian, in case you didn't know that, ja? Ufta. You know that one? Foreign language, he said, right? They're foreigners. Well, praise God. He is good, right? All the time. If we don't rely on him, we forgot about him. That's true. You can't forget about God. He's the most important thing in your life. He's better than sliced bread with Swiss cheese on it. Because you don't have to be hungry for food. You just got to be hungry for him. We better be hungry for him. He's your salvation. He's your God. He's your keeper. He's your life. We think the world is our life. We're just here for a certain period of time. Our life is eternal, right? You know, this life is going to pass away, and then we're done for until we get into our heavenly spirit. Oh, get excited, people. Don't have any long faces about God, because he's the one that we should be excited about, no matter what. In Peter chapter 1, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a pretty good verse, isn't it? Think about it. Shall I say it once more? Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we can't have enough knowledge about our Father. And we have to love Jesus to get that. He has to be our Savior. Right? He's our go-between. Without Jesus, we wouldn't have a chance, would we? Amen. Who has given us all things that pertain to the power of God for life and worship of God through the knowledge of him who has called us by his glory and excellence, whereby we are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. Oh my goodness. A promise? What's a promise? You little guys should know what promises are, right? You promise to do this and promise to do that. Have you ever said that? I promise to be good? Oh. Well, good. I'm glad you're doing what you said. It's more important. Now, where did I lost my spot here? Yeah. And besides this, giving us diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. So we can get to be smarter if we do his word, correct? Know him more about it. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, patience. And to patience, godliness. Now, there's a pretty good verse, isn't it? It's in order, and if we follow the order, it will help us. Yes, it will. Let me do it one more time. And to knowledge, we'll have some kind of knowledge, correct? Self-control. Anybody got trouble with self-control? To self-control, patience. Patience normally is old people. Kids, young people don't have patience. They got to hurry, do this, do that, right? Do it quicker. I can't, Dad. I got something to do. Oh. And to patience, godliness. Now, when you get to patience, you become more godly. Now, that's really what it says, isn't it? I think that's what it says. And to godliness, brotherly, and kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For when these things are found among you and abound, you are not empty nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, should I go back and read all this over again? Or did we catch it? Unfruitful and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he who lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. So, we have to remember that when we ask Jesus into our life, our sins were forgiven, right? So we have to remember that. We have to remember that our sins are forgiven. And because of that, then we're heaven bound. Because there can't be any sins in heaven. None. For this very reason, my brethren, be diligent, for through your good deeds you make your calling and your election sure. And when you do these things, you shall never fall. Now there's another promise. If we do everything prior to what I've read, we will never fall. In other words, we will be good kids, right? And good people. That's good, huh? What do you think? For by so doing, an entrance shall be given freely to you into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it ends with a good ending. So this is in Peter chapter 1. So if you want to review it yourself, do it. Go back through and read it again. And let it be part of your thoughts and your mind of what it is to be with Jesus Christ. All right? And let's not forget about Jesus Christ. Not just today. You know, he's just not a Sunday Jesus. You know, he's 7 days of the week. And we should have him in our mind and in our heart that much. Think about it. There isn't anybody in here that I know of can actually go and say, your sins are forgiven. You're going to be with Father God. There's no one. I don't care how good you are. Only through Jesus. Only through Jesus. So that is an awesome thing that God has given us. It's more awesome if we live by it and we do it. Just knowing it, not doing it, is a whole different story. Right? Be blessed. Amen. Amen.